The Fair Work Commission has announced Sunday penalty rates will be cut for hospital, retail and fast food employees. Public holiday rates will also be cut for full-time employees from 250% to 225%. This seems to have wrong-footed many in the union movement who are expecting the Productivity Commission's submission to be rejected in total. Shadow Minister Brendan O'Connor has suggested that penalty rates and other conditions should be legislated for, but this would in effect cancel the role of the Fair Work Commissioner. I asked Chef Terry Wilson whether his pay would be adversely affected by the decision.
Of course it will. Yeah, like the weekend penalties are what our industry thrive on. It's our wage is very, very small as it is. And overtime and weekend penalties are the things that basically keep us alive. We already do long hours and a lot of days just to make ends meet now. But if we're not going to get the benefits of the weekend penalties, it's the same with young kids. Come in, we have young kitchen hands and stuff like that, casual work. They're not going to want to work on the weekends. That's the only bonus for them. They want to go out and party and stuff rather than not get paid properly.
So maybe there will be a reduction in labour supply to this decrease in rates. But former Minister and ACTU President Martin Ferguson believes this will help boost permanent part-time work.
The way the decision is written, I actually think it's going to lead to a reduction in casual employment and more people being moved on to permanent part-time employment, which is one of the objectives of the ACTU. That means people actually have greater security in life, they can get a loan, they start accumulating pro-rata annual leave, long service leave, superannuation. The union needs to step back, have a cold shower and think about modern Australia, not the Australia of the 1950s.
He now heads up the Australian Hotels Association and believes the tourism sector would be better served by more permanent part-time employees.
We'd sooner have permanent part-time workers. You save money on training, and you've got a reliable workforce who actually want to work with you, see it as a career opportunity than a passing parade of casuals who really have no long-term ambition to work in the industry.
And does Terry Wilson think that permanent part-time work will flourish in his sector?
Not really, because in my industry at the moment, a lot of people to make ends meet have second jobs as well, just so they can afford to live. I personally think it'll kill the industry, because who would want to be away from their families if entitlements?
Martin Ferguson says many people will have to work more than one part-time or casual job in today's market, but permanent part-time is preferable.
The trade minister is in China at the moment, promoting Australia as a destination. Last year, we had 1.2 million people come to Australia for holiday from China. More often than not, you might have to have a couple of jobs in industries such as hospitality. To actually have permanent part-time jobs is far better than casual employment. It's always been an objective of the ACTU.
Terry Wilson says whilst it could mean more flexibility, it's still not good for hospitality workers.
Well, it is, but once again, in our industry, like, I'm a tradesman, and we're the lowest paid tradesmen around. Like, for a chef, we're very, very small income. We still did the apprenticeships and everything like that. We're proper tradespeople. We get paid very minimum wage, and it's not really fair to take anything off us, really.
Employer organisations say that it could mean more work for workers.
Well, that's easy for them to say, but none of my bosses work Saturday or Sunday, and banks and everything too. So does that mean banks will be open all the time and public servants will work Saturdays and Sundays as well?
And Martin Ferguson thinks it's short-sighted of the ALP to attack the Fair Work Commissioner over this decision.
You know, in politics, the wheel turns. Once you start pulling down the independent umpire Fair Work Australia, and who would know what would happen in the future? What, we're going to have the Australian government determine minimum rates? Look at the United States, the United Kingdom. The trade union movement and the Labor Party have always supported the independent umpire. We haven't always got the decisions we wanted, and I know that as a former president, but we've always respected the commission. To now talk about slapping the president of Fair Work Australia, a former leading ACTU official, in the face and saying, we're going to tear your commission apart because you didn't give us the decision you wanted, well, that would be a very short-sighted political move, which frankly could backfire on ordinary Australian workers over time. People need to remember, we argued it under the Gillard Labor Act with a special amendment put in by Labor leader Bill Shorten for the arguments on merits with respect to penalty rates before we lost government in 2013.
But for Terry Wilson, he thinks it's the thin end of the wedge.
Well, it's just opening a window, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
I've seen these sort of things before. Once something starts, it just goes downhill from there.
Yeah, Terry Wilson, who's a chef working in Canberra there, giving us that report on the changes to the Fair Work Act, or the Fair Work Commissioner's ruling that came down today. In studio, we have our very own small business expert, Tanya Katsanis. Tanya, what do small business feel about today's decision?
Look, I can't speak on behalf of all businesses, Rod.
Well,
what I can say is, look, it is a tough one, but what it does do, it does open the door for a lot of small business owners to actually free up a bit of their time. So we're not actually slashing the penalty rates. It is a reduction. So that might give a small business owner a bit more free time by allocating those hours to a casual part-time employee. So they can free up their time, because as a small business owner, I know I've absorbed hours because I can't afford to pay the penalty rates. We don't make a lot of money. They don't. Small businesses don't. A lot of the times they don't have superannuation and they don't have holiday pays. So it's a tough one. I understand both sides of the coin. But I think for small business, it can be a small win.
And it's in many cases, it's a bit different in certain sectors, but basically it's going from like double time on Sundays down to sort of time and three quarters. Do you think that's going to make a big difference?
Look, on an individual scale, it may, but for the small business owner, I think it makes a big difference to them, because that can be the difference of getting home 2 or 3 hours earlier on a Sunday night, especially for a pharmacy worker, let's say, who opens till trades till 9 p.m. He now can now go spend a couple of hours with his family as well.
But do you think it's actually going to make people put on more workers? Because I think you were sort of saying a bit earlier that perhaps it's not enough. If you can't afford, if the business is not going well enough to put on workers, this isn't going to make the decision any easier, is it?
No, that's right. You're going to have the workers that you need. So if you only need 3 employees on the day, that's all you're going to have. So it might not necessarily employ more people. What it will do, though, Rod, is if a small business owner represents one of those 3 employees, he may pull himself out or herself out of that scenario and put someone else in, because he can now afford it.
All right, Tanya. Well, is there anything else that you think about the decision should be mentioned in terms of small business?
To be honest, I think everyone needs to just take a little bit of a breath. It's not, I think we need to let it get implemented and see how it all runs. And if it doesn't achieve the KPIs, then we can revisit it.
All right. Well, Tanya, thanks very much for giving us your opinion and a feeling of what's happening for people that are out there in the trenches in their own small businesses.